Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
This morning we want to kind of follow up with something else that accompanies your salvation. It goes hand in hand with it. It happens at the exact same time of your salvation. And that is in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. We're going to be taking our text from. We'll be looking at several passages of Scripture this morning, so I want you to keep your Bibles open and handy. You should never close your Bible in the church service while the preaching's going on. Until the message is ended and the invitation given, your Bible should be open and ready just in case you need to read along with God's Word. That's one thing I've always believed in. But Romans chapter 5, when you get there, if you're able to stand, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 1. And here the Bible says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely was a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Father, thank you for the reading of your word this morning. Lord, I need you to preach for me and through me. Help me today, God, to be able to expound on this text, Lord, to do a mighty work in our hearts, Lord, to understand this justification that you talk about in your word. And Lord, may you receive the glory from it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can be seated. If you happen to notice as we were reading through our text there, the very first thing we opened up in Romans 5 and 1, that word justified is mentioned. Justified by faith, it says. We're going to be looking at that closer here in just a moment. And then on down further there, it talks about being justified by his blood in verse 9. And so justification is what we're dealing with today. Justification. Now, as we approach this passage of Scripture, we need to understand that everything that Paul has written right here to the Romans, the believers in Rome, these things are what he's basing upon what he's already told them in the previous chapters and verses. And so I want us to look at some of that before we get into the thrust of this justification. And so that is, after all, why he starts out verse 1 of chapter 5 with "therefore." That old tired cliche that some preachers use, if every time you see the word "therefore," you need to ask what it's there for. And so I'm not going to say that today. You see, back in chapter 3 of Romans, Paul declares that salvation and justification only came by grace through faith. These people that he's been writing to, and much of the Bible, you know, is written with the Jew in mind. The Hebrews, the Jews, the Israelites. You can call them whatever you will, but they were God's people. And so a lot of the text is written specifically for them, or to them, although it's for everyone. And so Paul is explaining to them, because they have been so ingrained with the law. And so their justification, they believe, came through the law. Well, Paul is telling them something completely different now. No, it's coming through faith now. It's through grace. It's by grace through faith that your justification is made. And so to the Jewish listener, he's explaining it's not by your works of the law, but it's by your being saved, you're justified through faith. So look back in Romans 3, starting with verse 19, so we can keep this in context. Always keep the Bible in context. Don't start grabbing things out of context and trying to apply them to things, because you need to know what's before it and after it before you start applying it to things. Some people will grab verses out of the Bible and just take off with them, completely forgetting that they are connected to other things. There's a danger in doing that. You see, the Bible tells us we need to rightly divide the word of truth. And we do that because we need to know what we're saying is the truth based on God's word. And so if you just pull something out and use it out of context, you could be using it in the completely wrong way. There's some things in there that you certainly don't want people doing. You know, like you don't want to follow Judas and go out and hang yourself. And so we don't just take that verse out and apply it to everybody. So as we look at these verses, look at Romans 3, starting with verse 19. It says, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." All right, let's stop for a second. Explain. Paul is talking to these law keepers, the Jews. They're keepers of the law. And he says, listen now, you know that what the law saith, those that who are under the law, that every mouth shall be stopped and the world may become guilty before God. So what he's saying is the law just simply explains to you your guilt. The law says guilty or not guilty. That's what the law says. But he says in verse 21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned to come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." You see, that is through his blood, the propitiation through faith in his blood. We started out the service today. His blood is on my soul. It's because of his blood being on our soul that we can be justified. The law cannot justify your soul. He can only declare you guilty. But through faith in Christ, through the blood of Christ, we can be made justified. It says in verse 26, "To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude, this is Paul's conclusion, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Well, now this is totally going to shock some of those people that hear this. I mean, Paul is saying something that's contrary to everything they've ever believed in. Now, wait a minute. You telling me that we are not justified by keeping the law? I thought that was the whole purpose. And he says, no. He says, nay, but by the law of faith. You see, that old law has been fulfilled through Christ. Christ said he didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And so he fulfilled that law. It's done. It's over. It's in the past. It was a school teacher. But now Christ has came. He says, that old law is gone. It's passed on. But now there's a new law, and that law is the law of faith. What's the law of faith? That's believing in the Lord Jesus through the finished work of Christ on the cross, through the gospel message that the Messiah has came to save you from your sins. Nothing you've done. You didn't keep the law. You didn't do some work to get this. It was through Christ. It was through his faith, through his righteousness, that you become justified. And so therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Well, after telling them that, he then in chapter 4 gives Abraham as an example of how it was his faith that he was justified and not his works. He said that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It wasn't his keeping the law, but it was simply by his faith that he was justified. And then he tells them in the last few verses in Romans 4 and 22. Look at that, Romans 4 and 22. He goes on to say this, "And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." Talking about Abraham, God imputed righteousness into him. "Now it was not written for his sake alone, but it was imputed to him. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our," look at the word, the key, "justification." We're dealing with justification today. Everything Paul's been talking about right here is looking forward to this justification. Why is it so important that we are justified? Well, listen, this new plan, this new covenant that the Lord has came, fulfilled the law, no longer necessary to keep the law to be justified or to made not guilty. All that's changed. And so that brings us to our opening text in Romans 5 and 1, where he says, therefore, because I told you all that, being justified by faith, this new law of faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see that? That we have peace with God. That is what justification does for you. It brings peace between you and God. So based on everything Paul's told them, this being justified by faith is what he's interested in. Now you may be sitting here thinking, well, you know, what's the big deal? What's is this justification? Big deal, justification. Aren't we just concerned about salvation? May I say to you, it's salvation that brings you justification. And so the salvation is, of course, we're concerned with, but the reason we need salvation is so we can have justification. Well, first of all, let's get the definition of the word justified or justification. It simply means to be made free, cleared from any wrongdoing, acquitted, and made righteous. That's what that word means. So being justified means you've been made righteous before God. You see, if you're not justified, you cannot stand before a holy God. The Bible calls him, he's a three-time holy God. He's holy, he's holy, he's holy. We are not. We are not holy. But through Christ, through his holiness, through his righteousness, through his faith, we, if we place our faith in him, we can be justified, acquitted, made righteous in front of God. In the word, other words, your slate has been wiped clean. Isn't that great to hear? Wouldn't you like to be, if you were a criminal, wouldn't you like to go before the judge and he declare you free from all charges? Your record has been expunged. It's no longer on your record. It's been completely wiped off. In fact, if we go and consult the computer, it's not even going to be found because you've been completely cleared of any charges. That's what justification does for you in front of God. So all those sins that you committed in your life, listen, the Lord Jesus died for those sins. And when you got saved, he justified you from those sins, made you righteous before God, and wiped out your whole past existence of sin and your immediate one and your future one. All those sins have been forgiven through Christ. So we are justified. That means we can stand before God holy, blameless, not because of what we done, but what Christ has done. And so our crime has been completely absolved. We're free from all charges. Our punishment has been taken by someone else, and we're completely clear, and our slate's been wiped clean. That did not change that criminal standing in front of the judge. The criminal still appeared the same way. He still looked the same. He still had the same action. Still spoke the same way. Still everything about him was the same except for his state. Now his state is completely clear and free. He's no longer considered a criminal. Friends, when you got saved, you become justified. You're no longer a criminal standing before God. You're justified. Salvation would not be true salvation if it did not include justification. Because we're justified, it makes us able to stand before this three-time holy God, innocent and righteous. The great thing about it is we had nothing whatsoever to do with it. It was all God's doing. We didn't save ourselves. You may say, well, I had faith in God. Wasn't that me doing it? No, it was not you doing it. In fact, it was God, the one that caused you to have faith in his son Jesus. It's all God's doing. You had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. If you had anything to do with your salvation, your righteousness, your justification, if you had anything to do with it, you would mess it up. I would mess it up. The whole thing would be tainted because there's nothing good in us. It's only through Christ that we can be this way.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.